没有人喜欢道歉，但是如果你真的有错，而且因为你的错误给别人带来了麻烦，那这种时候一个道歉就是必要的。道歉虽然不能改变过去，但是可以尽可能的减小因为犯错而带来的后果。写道歉邮件需要掌握一些技巧，言语要适度，姿态要低，但是也不至于到要跪下来求人的地步。今天我们就来看一下道歉类的英文邮件应该怎么写。我们把邮件分成四步，这里先说明一下，不是所有的道歉邮件都需要包括这四个部分。这是一个用在比较正式、比较完整的一个框架结构，你可以在使用的时候根据场合、根据你和对方的关系做相应的调整。那第一步 ，say you're sorry， 邮件一开始就道歉。第二步 ，offer an explanation of what happened， 解释问题发生的原因。第三步 ，give a clear next step， 明确下一步，那可能是你给出的一个解决方案。最后一步 ，end on a positive note， 以积极的态度来结束。那首先在邮件的一开始就应该直接跟对方说明自己感到抱歉，既然要道歉，那态度就要诚恳，不能说 I'm sorry but I'm sorry if， 直接跟对方承认错误，对没有能够及时回复表示道歉， My apologies for the late reply， 或者具体一点说明没能回复什么内容， I apologize for not getting back to you sooner about the latest project specifications， 对造成的不便表示道歉，We're sorry about the inconvenience this has caused you. 同样，如果希望说明具体哪方面的不便， Please accept our apologies for the inconvenience caused by the error in delivery charges. 这里 delivery charge 就是运费。对产品或者服务问题表示道歉。We're very sorry that your... 这里就是自己公司的产品，比如说电脑 computer. We're very sorry that your computer does not function as you expected.因为服务问题而抱歉。We are sorry that you were not satisfied with the service you received at 这里就是自己的公司。对于处理投诉的态度不好感到抱歉。Please accept my apology for the manner in which we handled your complaint this morning. 因为没能及时回复客服电话而感到抱歉。We apologize that we did not respond promptly to your service call. 这里 promptly 这个词在写英文邮件的时候很常用。它的意思就是及时的、迅速的。如果因为发货延误而表示道歉，可以说 First of all, allow me to apologize for the unnecessary inconvenience caused by the late delivery. We are sorry you did not receive your package as promptly as you expected. 那除了上面这些例子，还有其他需要道歉的情况，比如说会议迟到或者工作中出现的差错等等。那在具体写邮件的时候，使用的句型和模板和上面这些表达差不多，所写的内容可以根据具体情况进行调整。接下来解释问题发生的原因，那这个解释的目的并不是要去推卸责任，而是想要告诉对方自己明白问题出在哪儿。这里需要再强调一下，就是道歉类的邮件态度一定要诚恳，谁也不会天天去写道歉类的邮件，但是既然在写，那就是因为自己有问题出现了错误，那这种时候就应该去坦诚地面对自己的问题。如果是因为设备故障，比如说电脑坏了或者网络连接不好，而没有及时回复对方的邮件， My laptop crashed, so I lost all the data in the hard drive. 邮箱服务器出故障， Our email server was down all day yesterday, and I could not access my email. 那没有回复可能是因为公司放假了，Our company was closed for the Mid-Autumn Festival. 那如果是自己请假了， I was on a personal leave yesterday. 如果是因为行程的冲突而导致没有办法参加会议， Due to conflicting schedules, I will not be able to attend the safety meeting planned for this Thursday. 如果发货延误，那因为天气原因导致的这个发货延误， The typhoon has caused the delay in your shipment. 因为订单太多，Due to a recent surge in demand, the product is on back order until mid-September. 这里 surge 就是激增， on back order 就是因为缺货而不能按订单发货。那我们再看几个个人原因，如果自己身体不舒服， I was down with the flu all last week. 或者有一些私事需要处理， I had to attend to some personal business last week. 这里 attend to 就是处理。 那道完歉之后，就要去想该怎么样积极的去采取一些措施，要么进行弥补，要么就是保证下次这样的事情不会再发生。那我们看提出解决方案，如果是因为订单的问题，可以提出我们把这个订单再重发一次。 The correct order has been sent this morning and should arrive by early next week. 找好了一家新的运输公司。 We have secured a new freight forwarder and you should receive your container by August the 10th. 如果是文件或者印刷品，再发一份可以说 We're sending you another copy immediately. 那如果是错过了会议或者约定的见面时间，问对方可不可以再约一次，可以说 If you would still like to meet, I'm available tomorrow at 10 or 3. Give me a call and we can arrange something. 给对方提供折扣作为补偿。 We would like to offer a discount of 5% on your invoice as a small compensation for the inconvenience. 那如果自己实在没有办法参加或者出席会议，可以找人替代自己。I was wondering if I could send someone from my team to represent me. If such an arrangement would be satisfactory, please call and I will ask someone to fill in for me. 好，接下来我们看几种保证这类事情不会再发生，可以怎么写。I assure you this won't happen again. 这里 assure 就是确保、保证。接下来这一句和上句类似，但是程度会有一些区别。I assure you we will do our best.To prevent it from happening again. 那在保证的时候也可以给出具体采取的一些预防措施。To avoid such problems in the future. 为了防止以后出现这种问题，我们可以采取什么措施？在邮件的最后，最好以一个积极的态度来结束，可以是感谢对方的理解，并且希望可以维系商业合作的关系。几种感谢的说法，We would like to thank you for giving us an opportunity to correct the situation. 感谢给我们一次纠正局面的机会。那感谢对方的耐心 ,thank you for your patience. 感谢对方的理解 ,thank you for your understanding. 也可以用 appreciate 这个词。我们前面讲过比较郑重的感谢可以用 appreciate. I appreciate your understanding and your willingness to keep working with us.还可以写说希望可以维系相互之间的合作关系。Your business is important to us, and we hope that this incident will not hurt our relationship. 其他几种可以采用的写法。We appreciate your business and hope that we can continue serving you. We value our relationship with your firm and are committed to providing top quality service. We look forward to doing business with you for years to come.这里 years to come 的意思就是接下来的几年，在以后的日子里。好，以上就是关于道歉类的邮件应该怎么写。如果你还有哪些类型的邮件想要知道怎么写的话，可以在评论区留言告诉我。如果觉得对你有帮助，不要忘了点赞和关注。我是杰斯，我们下期见。